November 23rd, 1903. There is no beauty that equals suffering for God alone. I felt concerned in my interior by what I had written above, as though it was not according to the truth. So, as soon as I saw Blessed Jesus, I said, "Lord, what I wrote is not right. How can there be all this through mere suffering?" And he, "My daughter, do not be surprised. Indeed, there is no beauty that equals suffering for the love of God alone. Two errors come from me continuously. One from my heart, which is of love, and it wounds all those who are on my lap, that is, those who are in my grace. This error wounds, mortifies, heals, afflicts, attracts, reveals, consoles, and continues my passion and redemption in those who are on my lap. The other one comes from my throne, and I entrust it to the angels who, as my ministers, make this arrow flow over all kinds of people, chastising them and exciting all to conversion. Now, while he was saying this, he shared his pains with me, telling me, "Here, he knew also the continuation of my redemption.